Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. White House confirming President Trump's transition team knew before his inauguration that Michael Flynn, Mr. Trump's choice to be national security advisor, had been involved in activities that might require him to register as an agent of the foreign government, in this case, Turkey. It is the latest controversy enveloping the White House with concerns about links between those who were part of President Trump's successful political campaign and foreign governments. We get more now from VOA White House Bureau Chief Steve Herman.
Flynn worked on behalf of the Turkish government last year on a contract that paid his firm over $500,000. White House spokesman Sean Spicer had been asked earlier whether President Trump was aware of Flynn's work for Turkey, and Friday he said definitively that Trump was not told about the details of Flynn's activities. Flynn was in charge of the National Security Council for only 24 days before being forced to resign. When he stepped down last month, Turkey was not the issue. The White House said Flynn was responsible for misleading Vice President Mike Pence by failing to tell him that Flynn and Moscow's ambassador to Washington had engaged in private talks about U.S. economic sanctions against Russia. These talks took place long before the Trump administration took charge of the White House. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
United Nations officials and international aid workers fear the Turkish government is gearing up to shutter more Western non-governmental organizations. UN officials say all Western NGOs will likely have to re-register their presence in the country, and it's unclear whether they will be allowed in the meantime to continue to work with the more than 2 million Syrian refugees in Turkey and other parts of the region. This is VOA News. Relations between Turkey and Europe took a further downturn this week after many European countries, in the EU that is, objected to visits by Turkish ministers campaigning ahead of a referendum on constitutional change. Ankara wants to drum up support among the millions of Turks living in Europe to give President Recep Tayyip Erdogan more powers, which could see him remain in office until 2029. Henry Ridgewell in London is following the story.
Tensions have been building for several days as local authorities in Austria and Germany blocked appearances by Turkish ministers hoping to rally supporters in Europe. Turkey's foreign minister, Mevlut Cavusoglu, invited supporters into the grounds of its consulate in Hamburg on Tuesday after he was barred from using another building in the German city. Dutch far-right leader Geert Wilders waded into the debate this week ahead of a planned rally in The Hague.
We are in Holland here, not in Turkey, and a Turkish minister has no room here to lobby for somebody like Mr. Erdogan, who is a mere dictator.
Ankara blames what it calls growing fascism in Europe and has cast the rift as an attempt by Europe to influence the outcome of the April 16th referendum. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
European leaders divided over the idea of accepting a multi-speed Europe threatening to deepen tensions at a Brussels summit later this month. At a meeting, Poland was the most vocal in an effort to quash the concept. The idea of multi-speed allows some member states to go faster or slower with European integration than others on certain policies and topics. Poland is the biggest net recipient of EU funds. In 2015, it received $14.2 billion. The budget will come under a huge strain when the UK, one of the biggest net contributors, leaves. Former Polish president, now the EU Council president, Donald Tusk, spoke to reporters.
I can openly say that all 27 leaders agree with this objective. This was an optimistic discussion about our common future with a positive approach from all sides, without any exception.
The main issues when the leaders get together this week was defense, unemployment, migration, and the Western Balkans. Friday marked 8 years since the S&P 500 closed at its lowest point on the U.S. markets for the worst bear market in equities since the Great Depression. Since then, the markets have done much better, U.S. stocks ending higher Friday on the back of a very solid employment report. Crude oil prices fell below $50 a barrel to their lowest level since mid-December this week after the Energy Information Administration in Washington reported an 8 million barrel rise.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of Jazz America here on VOA 1. This is Russ Davis, your host. We're going to have some fun on this edition of the program as we debut a new release from one of the masters of modern jazz guitar. It's Backlog from Steve Kahn. Steve Kahn, the son of the great songwriter Sammy Kahn, born and raised in Southern California, attended the University of California, Los Angeles, and then graduated to the University of the Streets of New York and other cities all around the world, becoming one of the premier guitarists in modern jazz from the 1960s on. And his latest work, Backlog, is another in a long line of his investigations of the blending of jazz sensibilities with Latin rhythms and instrumentation. And I think you'll really enjoy his take on the music of everyone from Thelonious Monk to Stevie Wonder. We'll get more into that as the show progresses. But let's begin with a couple of songs that are just released, but they are at the same time, once again, it's a riddle that we pose from time to time on Jazz America, new and old simultaneously. You're going to hear the latest from the great Brazilian-born pianist and vocalist Iliane Elias as she returned to Brazil to create her latest work, Dance of Time, and she'll play for us the classic song Speak Low. But first, let's enjoy a new release from the late Bill Evans and his trio. Recorded live on Monday, November the 15th, 1976, thus the name of the album, on a Monday evening, with Eddie Gomez on the bass and Elliot Zygmunt on the drums. Here's Bill Evans and his trio, Someday My Prince Will Come, to begin this edition of VOA's Jazz America.
darling, speak low. Love is a spark lost in the dark. Too soon. Darling, speak low. Love is a spark lost in the dark. Too soon.
Thank you.
That was Kurt Weill's classic song Speak Low with Randy Brecker as guest trumpeter. That's Ileana Elias from her new release Dance of Time. And preceding that, the classic Someday My Prince Will Come, interpretation by the Bill Evans Trio from back in the 1970s. And you're just about to hear a Thelonious Monk classic. It's Steve Kahn's version of Crisscross. He loves playing the music of Thelonious Monk. And let's get some thoughts from Steve Kahn, then hear this new music here on VOA's Jazz America.
Russ Davis here, once again hanging out in the Upper West Side at the home of Steve Kahn, the master guitarist, celebrating another brilliant work, Backlog. Steve, thanks for inviting us in for a conversation.
Russ, as usual, it's my pleasure. It feels like we were doing this yesterday, but when I look at the calendar and date book and see that subtext was released, I guess, somewhere at April 2014 or something like that, it's almost 3 years went by. So it's, but I'm really happy you're here. Welcome. And here we go again.
And before that parting shot, which I think was
2011.
And, you know, it's funny because at that time, I have to just bring this up, you were having some issues with your left hand, and you were actually fearful that you wouldn't be able to play. And there was an urgency to get that music out, and by golly, here we are, 2017, with a work that was recorded in 2016 and ready to roll. So either the show must go on, or you just said, I'm going to be okay, whatever.
Well, you know, it's interesting you bring it up. Yes, somewhere in either the end of 2010 or the beginning of 2011, I was diagnosed with what's known as Dupuytren contracture and in my left hand. And, you know, it's one of those really oddball hereditary conditions. And you can, in some cases, you can be diagnosed with it and you could wake up the next morning and suddenly you can't, you know, open your fingers. Your hand is closed up. Or, as, you know, the experts say, you could be like you are for the rest of your life and nothing's going to happen. But the point is, you know, you don't know. And I think, you know, even though you try to, like, not think about it at all, you know, any little sensation you have in your hand, in my case, you know, my palm or the fingers, it immediately makes me go, is this the day it's starting to happen?
Wow.
You know, and sometimes it isn't. But it's so worrisome that, you know, I don't know what's going to happen. So when I finished Parting Shot, you know, needless to say, I was so happy that I just made it through it without something bad happening. You know, with that question, you know, like, well, now what? What are you doing? You know, and so, at a certain point, I just said, like, you know, if I'm not being creative in music, if I'm not creating music somehow, I'm not living, you know, I'm not alive. So I need to be creative to, you know, wake up every day and go.
Well, wake up and go he certainly did as he created this wonderful work. From Backlog, Thelonious Monk's Crisscross, Steve Kahn on Jazz America from VOA 1. Thank you.
Thank you.
with Milt Jackson joining him on the vibes. That is the legendary Thelonious Monk from 1948 with the song I Mean You. And I wanted to play that for you because it's a classic piece of jazz. And also Steve Kahn, who gave us his version of Crisscross earlier in this hour from his album Backlog, also has recorded the song I Mean You. He certainly loves Thelonious Monk. And who among us who are jazz fans don't, as a matter of fact. More coming up from Steve Kahn, my conversation with him, and more of his new release Backlog, and much more. But first, I want to invite you to get in touch with me by email. It's very simple. I'll give you the email address to which you can write with your questions, comments, or requests for music. Here's the address. jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com. And here's a very important message I received not too long ago, which reads as follows. Dear Russ, back in 1982, I gave Willis Conover a couple of tapes we played on one of his programs, and I was supposed to get those tapes back that are so historically valuable to me because they are some recordings I did with Emiliano Salvador just before leaving Cuba. Can you help me in getting back those recordings? Paquito de Rivera. Well, the master saxophonist getting in touch with me and asking about that music, that touches me deeply. And though I am in New York City and not in the home office in Washington, D.C., I forwarded his message to my superiors, and hopefully we'll be able to track down those classic recordings made by Paquito de Rivera, who left Cuba, his original home, in 1981. Well, once he came to the USA, he hit the ground running, as they say. And here's some music he made just after he arrived in America. From 1982 in the album Marielle, here's Miami from Paquito de Rivera on VOA's Jazz America. Thank you.
Rolling through
are certainly investigating the blending of jazz sensibilities and Latin music forms, with artists from all over the world joining in on this investigation. Case in point, what you just heard from the great American guitarist Al Di Meola and Russian vocalist Leonid Agutin from Al's album entitled Cosmopolitan Life. That's the song Tango. Now it's time to turn once again to our conversation with Steve Kahn, the master guitarist, and further investigate his blending of Latin and jazz on his album Backlog. And I suppose the old phrase, you're known by the company you keep, certainly applies with Steve Kahn, who's played with some of the greats down through the years and talks about those who worked with him on Backlog. Let's talk about the people you love, not only those who came in to play with you on this one, because I can go down the list of players, but I'd rather have you make some comments about those who came into the studio to make this happen with you.
After thinking about having Randy Brecker playing on Bird Food, the Ornette Coleman tune on Subtext, and how much I felt that added to the recording to have this other voice, you know, that it was so nice to just not have, you know, guitar and percussion and drum solos, which is really what the records are, and they still are. All those elements are there, but you know, I wanted to have Randy again, and I had three tunes in mind, and I sent them all to him, and I said, you pick one, you know, whatever you like, and that's the one we'll do. And he chose Ornette's Coleman's Latin Genetics. You know, he says, I can't get this melody out of my head. And so Randy's on that one. So then I had sort of two left, and I sent those two to Bob Mincer, and I said, pick one. And he picked the other Ornette tune, Invisible. And finally, I had sent the demo of, what is it, like a Head Start by Bobby Hutcherson to Mike Mineri. And at first, I guess this makes it kind of a fun story, I didn't hear back from Mike. You know, I'm saying to myself, God, is he angry at me? Did I say something bad? Has something, you know, a ghost from the past come back to screw up our friendship, you know? And, you know, so I let it go, figuring out, well, maybe he's really busy, maybe he's traveling. And I think, I can't remember exactly what happened, but I think I wrote him one last time, and I said, Mike, I'm really sorry to bother you, but I sent you something, and I never heard back from you. I mean, I said, like, yeah, if you don't want to do it, it's fine. You know, it's just tell me, and, you know, it's not going to affect our friendship, or, you know, it's cool. If you didn't like the arrangement or whatever it is. And he writes me back like a day later. He says, oh my God, Steve, I'm so sorry. He says, I just found the envelope. He says, it had fallen behind my desk. He said, I had never even seen it.
Oh, no.
And he says, I love it. He says, yeah, let's do it. So, that was really great that, you know, so here we are, you know, these three old and, you know, really dear friends of mine for decades.
And alongside Ruben Rodriguez on bass, Mark Walker on drums, Mark Quiñones on percussion, and Bobby Allende also on conga and bongo, and Rob Mounsey on keyboards and arranging, here's one of those very good old friends of Steve Kahn's, Mike Mainieri on the vibes, with his contribution to the Bobby Hutcherson classic, Head Start, on Jazz America from VOA 1. Thank you.
Thank you.
Title cut from the 1970 classic Red Clay, the master trumpeter, the late, great Freddie Hubbard. More of Jazz America next hour.